We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now, I've said all of that because we're talking about authority, faith, and the anointing. So you can see how that Abraham, being willing to give his son, released God to where God could give his son to redeem all mankind. It would have been quite a different story if Abraham had said, "Now listen, God, you promised me this child and I am not going to give him up." But thank God for his faith. Now you see that Jesus was born in the earth. He was born of a woman. Now if you go over there to the 10th chapter of John, right quick, John chapter 10, you find that Jesus revealed something about the legal entry into the earth. In verse 1 and 2, Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entered not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." Now here you have two things Jesus is referring to in both scriptures. Number one, in verse 1, he says, "He that entered not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbed up some other way, as a thief and a robber." Now, specifically, he's referring to Satan. Satan illegally entered this earth. Satan was not born here. The legal entry to this planet is being born here. Any spirit being that comes in this planet any other way than being born here, there's very little they can do here. Unless they can deceive somebody. Unless they can get in some body. They have to have a body to manifest themselves. Now that's why the devil wants to inhabit somebody. That's the reason if he couldn't get in anybody else, he'd get in a pig. Because he can destroy nothing. He can do very little on the earth unless he can get in somebody to manifest himself. Now that's why Satan, when he showed up in the garden, he had to borrow the body of a serpent to manifest himself to Adam and Eve. He didn't have a physical body. Satan does not have a physical flesh, blood, and bone body. He is illegal to this planet. It is illegal to operate on this planet without a flesh, blood, and bone body with the authority of a man. It just can't be done. And that'll give you some understanding why that God wants to inhabit your body. He wants to fill you with the fullness of God. Because without your body, God is limited in what he can do on this planet. Now, I know that just blows some people's theology, but it needs to be blown. Because God cannot lie, and he delivered the authority of this planet to mankind. Now he is working through that covenant until that lease on this earth expires. Then God has already done all he can ever do about the devil until the lease expires, unless he can do it through somebody that is legally born here. Now that'll tell you why the Apostle Paul says, "Now you're the body of Christ and members in particular." See, you're the only body that Christ has on this planet. He doesn't have any other body on this planet. The church is the body of Christ. And you as an individual are a member of that body. And you are to let God inhabit your body, flow through you, and the anointing of God to flow through you to destroy the works of the devil on this planet. Now, if you don't do that, and if the body of Christ does not do that, then the works of the devil will not be destroyed on this planet. Until the lease runs out. Now, if you'd like to know when the lease runs out, how many would like to know when the lease will run out? Because when the lease runs out, God can just go, you know, it's just his little finger just go, sent his saddle home, John. He's done. Brother, I mean, I used to think that God and the devil was so close to the same power as nip and tuck to see who's going to win. That's the reason it hadn't been settled yet. Oh, no, that's not it. God gave man a lease on this earth, and until the lease runs out, God has done all he can do unless he can do it through you and I as individuals. Now, see, in England, Arkansas, I have a farm. in 1979, I leased it out to my cousin, and I don't farm anymore. Now, he makes all the decisions. Now, if I were to go there and say, now, Floyd, we're not going to raise any cotton this year or any rice. We're going to raise cucumbers and tomatoes. I know what he'd say. He said, man, you're out of your gourd. I said, yeah, but it's my farm. He'd say, yeah, but I got the lease on it. And until this lease runs out, I'll do what I will with it. Now, see, that's the position that God was in. Now, most Christians never understood that. And for that reason, they accused God. Well, God, why did you let the devil do this? Why did you allow that to happen? Let me tell you something. God will allow anything that you'll allow in this earth. He has to. He has no choice. If you want it bound, you'll have to bind it. If you want it loosed, you'll have to loose it. Because that's what Jesus said. The power of binding and loosing is on this earth. It's not in heaven. Now, there's coming a time when God will be able to do a lot with it. But it's after the lease runs out. Well, I can tell you when the lease runs out. How many of you want to know when the lease runs out? Well, that's not enough. I'm not going to tell you. Well, I'm going to go ahead. The lease will run out when the body of Christ gets Satan underfoot. There's a key scripture in the Bible that most of the time we just kind of stumble over and misunderstand it. He said, Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father until his enemies have made his footstool. Till his enemies are made his footstool. Now, the footstool is something you put your feet on. Jesus is the head of the church. We're the body, and the feet are in the body. And when we get our feet on the devil, Jesus is coming back, and not until. So the message of authority is a very vital message to the body of Christ, to understand that you are the one with the authority in this planet. Satan does not have authority of this planet. He never has had authority in this planet. He's an illegal alien to this planet. He does not have a physical flesh, blood, and bone body. He only usurps your authority and your ability by deceiving you. So Jesus said, he that entered not by the door, was not born on this planet, has entered in some other way, is a thief and a robber. In other words, a thief and a robber in a bank, he may have power, but he has no authority there. But Jesus said, he that entered in by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. Now, see, there's a twofold meaning to both of these verses. In verse 1 in John 10, he's talking about specifically the devil, but it includes demons and evil spirits. No Christian should ever be afraid of demons and evil spirits or the devil, because our physical body gives us supreme authority over the devil. But now, authority is not enough. You've got to have anointing. It takes authority, faith, and the anointing. If you don't have any faith in your authority, you're sure not going to operate in the anointing. You can forget it, Mac. The devil will run over you like a steamroller. But you have to develop faith in the authority that God has given you. And he says, he that entered in by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. Now, it's talking specifically about Jesus, because we're not all shepherds. But Jesus was the great shepherd of the sheep. But by law of double reference or parallel, you see, every person that entered in through the door, the legal entry, which is the physical birth into this earth, that's why Jesus had to be physically born on this planet. He could not just come here as God in all of his divine Godhead powers. He had to come here as a man, because the body that he had gave him authority on this planet. Now, pick up with me over here in the fourth chapter of Luke. Luke chapter 4. And in verse 18, Jesus is in the synagogue. And he stood up. Well, let's start verse 17. There was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because, now listen, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He closed the book, gave it again to the minister, sat down, the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened upon him. He began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. He began to say. He began to say. They wouldn't let him finish it. But now notice something. Jesus tells you a great secret right here in verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? Because he hath anointed me. Now, religion will tell you that the Spirit of the Lord, the anointing was upon Jesus because he was God manifest in the flesh. Well, now, it's true that he was God manifest in the flesh, but that is not the reason that the anointing was upon Jesus. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me." Now, religion will tell you that Jesus healed the sick because he's the Son of God. He cast out demons because he was God. He did all of these things because he was God. But that's not what the Scripture says. See, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me." He came here with a physical flesh, blood, and bone body. He had authority to destroy the work of the devil for 30 years, but he did not have the anointing to do it. The reason that he didn't heal the sick before he was 30 years old was because he couldn't. He had not yet been anointed. The anointing came with the Holy Ghost. When he was baptized in the River Jordan, he had walked 30 years perfect and upright under the old covenant. Therefore, he had fulfilled it to the letter, and it was legal for God to anoint him with devil casting out, demon casting out, devil destroying power. And thank God he did. And Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and healing power. Ask yourself this, where would you go and get a higher anointing than God? He walked perfect and upright under that old covenant. And it made it legal for God to anoint him to destroy the works of the devil. Therefore, he could do it as a man and not as God. Can you see that? Thank God for the anointing.
Amen. I appreciate so much you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Our CD offer today is 7108. Authority, Faith, and the Anointing, a single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling. It's important to understand the power of authority and the anointing. Now, did you know that Jesus, before he was baptized in the River Jordan, he was as much the Son of God as he was all the other time? But when he was baptized and he began to do great and mighty miracles, and he stood up in the synagogue, in Luke, the 4th chapter, records it, verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord's upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captive, recover sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and preach the acceptable year of the Lord." So when we talk about authority, faith, and the anointing, Jesus' body gave him authority on this planet. That's the reason he had to be born with a flesh, blood, and bone body. And then the Word of God brought him faith. Faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. And the more you hear it, the more you believe it. Jesus was a student of the Word. In fact, he was the Word personified. He meditated upon the Word and read the Scriptures and studied the Scriptures throughout his life. And we notice then that when he stood up in the synagogue, after he had been baptized in the River Jordan, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord's upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." Now notice, he hadn't done a single miracle until he was anointed. Why didn't he? Because he couldn't. He hadn't yet been anointed. He was the Son of God, all right. He had the authority, but God hadn't anointed him. But after the Holy Ghost descended upon him, he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and healing power. And I want you to know it worked in the lives of people. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He cast out demons. Well, you need this single CD. I'd like to preach it all now, but don't have time. CD offer number 7108 for a total of $11. That includes the postage. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.